Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. Second hour of two. Of course, Sunday Night Live continues after this, and we will continue to broadcast as long as you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Trying to think about where to go from here. I think maybe we'll go to old Hillary Clinton. We got a couple stories from Infowars.com. Hillary Clinton blasts mass deportations, boasts that Democrats had much more deportations than Trump at Munich Security Conference. You also have Hillary Clinton called out and obliterated for having Trump derangement syndrome in a heated exchange over transgenderism and wokeness with a pro-Trump Czech representative. Let's go to that video. Clip number nine. Here's Hillary Clinton. There's a lot to talk about this. She was in charge of like the women's rights panel, and the first person she had speak is the transgender congressman slash woman. She's not even really a woman. We'll get into that. But first, let's go to clip number nine. This is Hillary Clinton being completely destroyed by a Czech guy. Let's watch.
Well, first, I think you really don't like him.
You know, that is absolutely true. But I really, not only do I not like him, I don't like him because of what he's doing to the United States and the world. And I think you should take a hard look at it if you think that there is something good that will come out of it. Well,
what I think Trump is doing in America, I think it is reaction. Reaction for something that, for some policies that really went too far from the regular people,
like
too,
what?
Too far from reality. So you know, we saw the cancel culture. That's that we saw the woke revolution. I don't agree with the gender revolution, the climate alarmism.
Which gender? Women having their rights?
Let Peter go on.
I think there are two genders. So but some of us think that there is more than one or more than two. Sorry, more than two gender. I think there is male and female, and the rest probably is a social construct. So this is something that went too far.
But does that justify selling out the people of Ukraine who are on the front lines dying to save their freedom and their two genders? Okay. If that's what you're worried about?
Can I please finish my points? I'm sorry that that makes you nervous. I'm really sorry for that.
Make me nervous.
Oof. Pretty pathetic, honestly. That was just pathetic. But typical. Pathetic, but typical, right? What he's expressing, again, calmly, in a very normal way, is obvious to everybody. Everybody acknowledges this, right? Even Hillary Clinton acknowledges this in other statements she's made. But God forbid that she have a reasonable reaction to an obviously reasonable comment. And I think she kind of realizes she made a mistake. He's like, you know, these policies went too far. She's like what? She's like, like rights for women? It's like, no, obviously not rights for women, you dumbass. You empty sack of potatoes. What the hell are you talking about? How about you're chopping children's genitals off because you made them mentally ill by programming transgenderism into their cartoons, you freaking idiot? I don't know. What about the race to the bottom, diversity ad nauseum, that made you think it was a good idea to get rid of grades? Maybe that's a terrible idea. What about the fact that DEI in things like hospitals and airlines is causing a massive uptick in accidents in those two life and death industries? And I can show you the reports on that, too. We'll get to that in just a second. It's obvious what's going on here. They cannot keep the lid on the truth forever, and it's coming out whether they like it or not. They're trying to manage this outbreak of truth, and they're completely failing on it. And even the left-wing organizations now are trying to like backtrack from their insanity over the last decade. I'm here to tell you, we're not going to let you. You people have shown who you are. The damage that you've already done is irreparable. You're not going to be able to do anymore because we're going to stop you because we know who you are now. I'll get to that on the other side, where everybody's trying to reverse and act like they're seeing the light. We're not going to let them get away with it. Story at InfoWars. We'll be right back.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. Out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultramethylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultramethylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. I don't know what it is about Hillary Clinton. I think it's just because she's so uncharismatic. Like, she's like a charisma black hole. She's like a vacuum, an absence, a complete absence of charisma. So it just kind of hits different when she tries to play the same psyop games that everybody else does, because she's just not as good at it. I don't know what it is exactly. But there's just something so deeply dishonest. And really what infuriates me about it is knowing that people are going to fall for it, and that people genuinely think that, like, she made a good point right there. I don't know. It's just very depressing seeing these, like, obviously ridiculous rhetorical tricks succeed somehow. So, like, the Czech guy is like, well, you people went insane. And so Trump is a reaction to that, obviously. Went insane in like a thousand million different ways. And her response to that is like, so that means it's okay to abandon Ukraine? It's like, no, Ukraine is one of the things that you absolute psychopaths went way too far on, refused to acknowledge, and have actually killed a million people doing. You just absolute monsters. I really can't get across what utterly despicable people these all are. And like, it's not even, I don't get it, man. I don't get how any of these people show their faces in public, and how the vast majority of the world isn't woken up by now. Ukraine, you're talking about Ukraine. Does anybody still think Ukraine is something that should be even going on still? How many stories over the past 2 months? $100 million stolen by Zelensky's right-hand man, and he flees to Israel. They're talking about bringing in like 12 million Africans to replace all of the men that have died or fled the country. There's still videos of press gangs going around, finding random middle-aged men, grabbing them, bodily throwing them into a van so they can go die on some frozen field for the sake of NATO. Who still thinks this is a good idea? What could possibly be a positive outcome from this at all? And how are you still persisting that Ukraine could win somehow when you have been losing for the last 2 years relentlessly? I cannot tell you the last time Ukraine actually did anything successful militarily against Russia. Like, I guess last year they got off a couple terrorist attacks where they, you know, got a drone into Moscow to blow up some civilians. They did the whole, like, taking out a bunch of old, you know, whatever the Russian version of the B-2 bombers are, as if that's going to be a nuclear deterrent or something. It's absurd. And the latest, by the way, is that in the month of February, not even over yet, we're halfway through February, Russia's already seized a dozen Ukrainian villages this month. This month. So the longer the Ukraine war goes on, the more of Ukraine they take. The longer it goes on, the more Ukrainians die in an utterly pointless conflict that was pointless before it even began, but has been beyond pointless for the last year at least, just feeding meat into the meat grinder so that Hillary Clinton's friends can make money off the weapons. It's beyond time for a revolution. It is beyond time for these people to no longer be in charge. is the only way I can really put it. And they're not stopping and they're not slowing down and they don't seem to be taking any of the backlash as they should. And this is, again, the frustrating part is seeing so many people acting like if we just explain it the right way, they'll understand. If we just let them know how this makes us feel, then they'll feel pity for us because they talk about their empathy all the time. If there's one thing that, like, the Jeffrey Epstein release and, like, the war with Iran, like, it doesn't matter. The only thing these people fear is, like, physical attack because they have all of the systems of control in their hands already. And so at this point, they're just, like, rubbing it in our faces. The Kremlin on Sunday issued an important battlefield update with a Russian army chief, Valery Gerasimov, having newly declared that a dozen more eastern villages were seized in February. In two weeks of February, despite severe winter conditions, combined forces and military units of the Joint Task Force liberated 12 settlements, Gerasimov said during a visit with Russian troops operating inside Ukraine. Gerasimov said Russian forces are, quote, expanding a security zone along borders northeastern Sumy and Kharkiv regions where Moscow holds limited footholds. He added that he would confer with senior officers on further actions in the Dnipropetrovsk region, signaling potential expansion of operations beyond currently claimed territories. So, and they want to keep that going. I didn't even pull it in because I got so many videos, but like even today there were videos of press gangs in Ukraine kidnapping middle-aged men to send them to this battlefield. I'm telling you, it's just, and like they're basically doing it again with Iran. So now the latest, Pentagon gaming out, quote, sustained weeks-long military campaign against Iran, which could open Pandora's box. But why, though? But for what point and to what end? They aren't even trying to justify it anymore. They're literally just saying this is for Israel. I mean, they can't justify it. There is no justification for our animosity towards Iran. There just isn't. It's entirely and 100% for the sake of Israel, and they're not even hiding that anymore. Iran doesn't have nuclear weapons. They can't threaten us with one. Their ballistic missiles can't reach us. They're only a danger to Israel. And so we're supposed to now engage in a sustained, quote, weeks-long conflict. Do we need to go back in time? Do we need to go look at the statements made in 2003 about how Iraq would be max 2 months operation? 2 months, then we go home and they celebrate us as liberators. So like it should really be worrying you because they always say the battle is going to be short. They always say it's going to be easy. They always say, you know, it's just a matter of months, a matter of weeks. I mean, they were saying that about Ukraine. And that was, 4 years ago at this point. And so the fact that they're not even trying to downplay it, but are actually putting out things going, yeah, this is going to be a sustained long-term kind of operation. That means it's World War III. And you got to wonder at what point Iran isn't just going to do something. I don't understand Iran's tactics, honestly. I would have done something a long time ago. They are the most patient people in the world, as far as I'm concerned. The Pentagon is preparing for a sustained weeks-long military campaign against Iran if President Trump gives the green light, according to fresh reporting from Reuters, which cites two U.S. officials. The scenario under review envisions a far broader conflict than last year's 12-day war and when U.S. and Israel launched strikes on the Islamic Republic. But some who better remember the recent Iraq and Afghanistan war say it won't just be weeks, but a major Iran action has the likelihood of becoming a much lengthier and bloodier than the envisioned quagmire. The envisioned quagmire. Guys, we're just going to get into this quagmire for a little bit. Guys, we're just going to dip our toe in the quagmire, okay? I know the quagmire is 10,000 miles away and can't possibly hurt us unless we actually go over there and dive headfirst into the quagmire. We're going to do that on the assumption that we'll be able to pull ourselves out in like a couple weeks, maybe. Something like that. (Laughs) I just don't know what to say about it anymore, because they aren't even trying to convince the American people that this is at all a benefit for us in any way. There's no 9/11 to, you know, get all that patriotic fervor going. There's no sustained propaganda campaign to convince us that they're on the cusp of a nuclear weapon and we have to go now. All these things are lies, obviously, but they work to a certain degree. They're not even trying that anymore. They're not even trying it. They're just changing what they're demanding of Iran, constantly demanding more and more things that Iran just cannot agree to, like giving up their ballistic missile program. Okay. No, like obviously that's not going to happen. And so America goes, here's some untenable, unreasonable, frankly impossible demands for you to meet, given to us, by the way, directly from Israel, in Israel's words. We are just the messenger boy. Here are Israel's demands that are impossible to achieve. And if you don't agree to them, then America will attack you. And they're not even pretending that this is for the benefit of America, even a little bit. It's entirely for the benefit of Israel, which, as far as I'm concerned, deserves to be wiped off the map utterly. And people think I'm like crazy for saying that. I didn't even go out of my way today. I literally just like find stuff that like randomly appears. And just daily, there is a collection of stories. Daily, there are a collection of stories. There are just infinite headlines that just you can never get to the bottom of the evil that Israel represents. I mean, I could spend every single day, all day, every show. I mean, Israel, they bombed Lebanon to smithereens last night. The West Bank is basically completely eradicated as the settlers just move at turbo speed. Just being the hell. I mean, do you want to see videos of Palestinian people being dragged behind trucks? I've got those. Do you want to see videos of Israelis breaking into like barns and literally breaking lambs' legs for no reason? Like, I've got videos of that too. It's beyond insane. I feel like people think I'm crazy for being like, no, Israel is evil, but it's like an infinite font of the most horrific stuff you've ever heard. And then if you talk about it, you get punished by American society. It's crazy. And like very worrying. Okay. Like, here's one. San Diego special ed teacher fired for anti-Semitic rant. An unhinged San Diego special education teacher was fired after posting a video on February 3rd, in which he claimed that Israel, quote, steals livers and kidneys and eyeballs following pressure from members of the local Jewish community. Like, this is what I mean. I've always said the right wing, what we're missing is Jewish mom energy. Jewish mom energy basically is what got us to this point. Is like, this school will see no rest until this teacher is fired. And there will be no debating. There will be no coming to an agreement. It is, this person said something we don't like, therefore we will make your life living hell, her life living hell, the lives of everybody around her living hell until we get what we want, and that's her being fired as an example of what happens to people that speak out against us. That's the type of energy that we need, because we in America are facing actual, genuine blood libels, call for our eradication. They're radicalizing our children against us. It's actually serious what's facing us. What's happening here in this story is that a teacher told the truth and is being punished for it. Is that a teacher related what has been published in multiple mainstream accounts. From ABC News, Israel took organs of dead without permission. December 21st, 2009. Israel admits it routinely harvested organs without telling families. A senior Israeli scientist had admitted that in the 1990s, Israel routinely harvested organs from dead bodies without telling the family. What did they harvest? Livers, kidneys, and eyeballs, just like the teacher said. It's like, do you see the difference? That this person says something absolutely verifiably true and gets fired for it. Meanwhile, our kids are being taught relentless cascades of lies, and the average American is just like, well, things are different these days. You know, wasn't like that when I was growing up. Where is the fire? Where is the spirit? Where, like, just where is the fight? I don't get it. These people have fight, and it's, like, not even good. It's like, no, this teacher's just telling the truth about what this sick little country gets up to, and they get fired, they get their life destroyed. I'm sure, you know, doubt she'll ever get a job again. I bet, you know, maybe she'll be homeless, maybe she'll get some, like, minimum wage job at a fast food place or something. Her life will be destroyed because she told the truth, because she read a mainstream media article that these people, that the local Jewish community didn't appreciate. You want another one? Doctor admits Israeli pathologist harvest organs without consent. Israel has admitted pathologists harvest organs from dead Palestinians and others without the consent of their families, a practice it said ended in the 1990s. It emerged at the weekend. The admission by the former head of the country's forensic institute followed a furious row prompted by a Swedish newspaper reporting that Israel was killing Palestinians in order to use their organs, a charge Israel denied and called anti-Semitic. Of course they did. Because remember, anti-Semitism, any form of hate speech, is when truth aligns with the stereotype. So, you know, sorry, teacher. You got destroyed by Stop Anti-Semitism, which was one of the main characters featured in my Eighth Front War, is that really creepy looking lady with the Lord Farquaad haircut, and the face looks like it was carved out of marble. I shouldn't say carved out of marble. That makes it sound good. She looks like a monster. I don't know, however you want to phrase that. She looks like a freaking monster. Her face looks like a fake face. It looks like a mask made out of stone, I think is what I'm trying to say here. And, you know, she's going, if anybody questions us, we will hunt them down. We will destroy their lives next time they try to look for a job, next time they try to look for a nanny, next time they get a date, we'll be in their way. So good job. You know, you got another one. Well done. Of course, she was telling the truth. She's a humanitarian that doesn't like the fact that Israel routinely harvests Palestinians' organs, like butchers selecting slices of meat. But you're not allowed to say that, according to Stop Anti-Semitism, the self-appointed Jewish overlords that don't like you telling the truth about things. Volunteers patrol Lag Bo'Amer bonfires to rescue animals from flames. Air pollution, what is this? As Israelis kindled Lag Bo'Amer bonfires on Sunday, some for the second night in a row, 19-year-old Shahar Liani and her legion of volunteers were on the lookout for anyone hurling innocent animals into the blaze. For the sixth year in a row, Liani and volunteers around Israel were leading patrols to, quote, stop the horrific phenomenon of burning animals on Lag Bo'Amer. According to her Facebook event page, this year, the group recruited hundreds of people to join the effort, with nearly 900 signing up to observe bonfires and save animals from abuse. Every year, we encounter dozens of cases of puppies and kittens being thrown into bonfires during the Lag Bo'Amer bonfires, the event says. In previous years, we managed to save dozens of animals and give them a better life. Liani first learned about this phenomenon, an unexplained act of abuse popular among teenagers, when she was in sixth grade at Ramat Gan. A boy in her class that year told her about people who burned a dog in their holiday bonfire, she recalled. I researched and clarified this, and I understood that this is a widespread phenomenon. It happens a lot. Okay, so that's just probably another anti-Semitic claim, right? Like a true one. One of those true anti-Semitic claims that apparently is part of their religious celebrations. They have bonfires that they hurl live cats and dogs into to watch them burn to death, I guess. So, I mean, I don't know. You can call that whatever you want. I call it sickeningly evil and, for some reason, normalized in the state of Israel. It really goes on and on. So, like, when I say this stuff, I'm just like, we're going to war with Iran for these people. We're going to war with Iran for people who don't just not share our values, have values that are so at odds with ours, it's comparing heaven and hell. These aren't even in the same dimension, actually. And we are going to go to war for them, okay? U.S. sending its largest warship to the Middle East. But it's not just, you know, in the Middle East that we'll be fighting for them here in America, our government is happy to do their fighting against us, the average American people, that don't want to be subject to a bunch of, I don't know, kitten-burning psychopaths. And I've talked about this a little bit. We have kind of an update to it. Last year, there was an unlicensed biolab found in California that was run by a Chinese fugitive who'd been caught performing forbidden medical experiments in Canada, got away somehow, fled to America, and opened up multiple unlicensed biolabs that had things like humanized mice and weaponized Ebola in like unmarked jars in some decrepit warehouse in Southern California. So they arrest this guy. They clear out the bio lab, the illegal bio lab manufacturing weapons on American soil run by a Chinese communist. But they don't search any of his other properties. And in the year between him being arrested for running a bioweapon lab in Southern California in January 2026, he made over 450 calls to one of his properties and one of the property managers, an Israeli guy, who was himself running a bio lab in an Airbnb property that he had. And the person that he paid to clean the property accidentally went into his garage bio lab and almost died from breathing in the fumes there. The first responders that went to investigate the lab themselves had to be hospitalized and nearly died from what this guy was making. And apparently this just went on. The bio lab guy that was arrested made over 450 jailhouse phone calls to this other person. They never felt like investigating that. That's like two phone calls a day to this guy who was running an illegal bioweapons lab for a year. They don't even investigate it, never look into it, never even checked the properties owned by the Chinese fugitive bioweapon lab running guy. Which, and people are like, it's, why are you covering up for the Israelis? No, it was literally a Chinese Communist Party funded bio lab in Southern California. Now, the latest one in Nevada was owned by the same guy, but it was being run by his quote-unquote property manager, who was an Israeli guy. Now, that Israeli guy has now been released by a judge who happens to be a dual citizen Israeli also. Same thing happened with Tom Alexandrovich when he was busted in Nevada of trying to solicit underage prostitution. And he was immediately let go and went back to Israel and won't be extradited. Again, by another judge in Nevada who happens to be a dual citizen with Israel. It's a little bit suspicious. So they let this guy go. A Nevada judge releases property manager tied to the Las Vegas biolab. U.S. Magistrate Judge Alanya Ucha released Ori Solomon, 55, on personal recognizant bond, ordering him to surrender his passport and stay within the continental United States. Well, that's different. They didn't even do that for old Tom Alexandrovich. And this is all tied in together because y'all might not remember, but Tom Alexandrovich, the Israeli cybersecurity expert that was arrested soliciting underage prostitution and then allowed to flee back to Israel, he was actually in charge of a program called the Cyber Dome program. That's a trick, basically. It's a very obvious trick to basically give over control of cybersecurity for every Western country and have it just managed by Israel entirely. So I'll report on that on the other side, because that appears to be exactly what the American government is helping them with.
I have told the folks at Bigley, I said, I want to have the widest selection of combat daggers, trench knives, folding knives, you name it, that are high quality brands that you buy in bulk that are very competitively priced, and then support the broadcast, because I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives that I went out and told them what brands I liked, what was going on, and they were able to get it. And so a bunch of the knives that sold out a few months ago, they're back in. And then these bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is forest green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. This is a great knife. This knife sells in stores for $75 all day long. We're selling it for 40-something and even bigger discounts, up to 50% off right now. Some of these knives are as low as $20 a piece. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. Go there now. We've got also the Murdered Out Black, and I love how it's that Kydex, and it's got that real fine engraving on it, so it gives you that great feeling, that great... Because I got sent hundreds of knives from dozens of companies, and I'm the one that chose all these. And these are from really good companies, really good quality, and it's just a great deal. And so do your knife shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. But let me tell you what's back in stock. We have the new ones, Alex Jones Blackout Folding Knife, 7.65 assisted opening folding knife, 3.5 high carbon Damascus blade, 1095 plus 515 N20. This is all quality. D2 steel, black PVD coating, and stonewash finish, 3.3 millimeter black thickness, black G10 handle for a secure grip, 15.5 millimeter handle thickness for confident hand feel, ball bearing pivot system for smooth deployment. I mean, it's a nice quality knife. All black, blackout finished. I call it Murdered Out. Fast, decisive, assisting, operating, limited production, live before it sells out. And then we've got the same knife, but it's silver blade folding knife. If you like that, it's got a nice little hook on the end, so you can tie it to things. The forest green folding knife that is my close second, really a sexy knife. Same as the other one, it's just got that forest green. Call it forest, it's kind of like an in-between forest and olive, but nice. Kind of Border Patrol. I call it Border Patrol Green. Let's change the name Border Patrol Green. That's actually what it is. This bad boy. These all sold out, but they always hold back a few hundred in case orders come in later or whatever. So tip of the spear, Spartan, trench knife with brass knuckles, Murdered Out, and the Skull Crusher. A few hundred of those. They held back a few of these. It had sold out, but there's about 200 left. The Vlice Fire with this beauty limited edition. That funds the operation as well. It's a little different. Skull Crusher isn't as big. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. This has been sold out. They only got 500 of these the first run. Sold out in one day. It is back. They got 1,000 of them. And it's just a great knife. Really sleek, but really strong. Very well made. You've got it in orange. Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. I like that. Now we've got the Alex Jones Ring Blade. This sold out the quickest last time. That's an amazing product. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get some ultramethylene blue and take advantage of the very best supplements in the world. We'll be right back. Thanks for funding the Second American Revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The Patriots' choice and globalists' dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Final segment for this Sunday broadcast for this Sunday Night Live takes over. We've got some very interesting new Epstein files to look at, and we'll do that in just a second. But there's some other things. I got a little distracted just hating Hillary Clinton so viscerally. Forgot to point out how utterly wrong she was. This is from The Atlantic. The tide goes out on youth gender medicine. As the shaky evidence base for youth gender medicine has become better known, activists have retreated to an argument from authority. Never mind the CAST report, whose findings resulted in the closure of Britain's leading youth gender clinic. Never mind the study by a leading American practitioner showing that the treatment she championed did not improve minors' mental health. Never mind reports that some adolescents were being put on a medical pathway after only a single clinic visit. For advocates, the important thing to remember was that gender-affirming care for minors, puberty blockers and hormones, plus surgery in rare cases, was endorsed by all of the major American medical associations. Doctors agree, proclaimed the ACLU. Gender-affirming care is life-saving care. GLAAD declared that, quote, every major medical association and leading World Health Authority supports health care for transgender people and youth. fired up by the Republican, quote, war on trans kids, a.k.a. war for truth, war for children, war against a bunch of psychopaths who somehow hijacked the medical industry to mutilate children on the basis of their implanted mental illness. Sorry, you want to change the way? Like, we'll keep reading here. It's not that much longer. Fired up by the Republican war on trans kids and naturally deferential to institutional authority, Democrats have tended to echo this line. Yeah, the unthinking morons tended to propagate the very same propaganda that they were subject to. What a surprise. Do you know why it's important that InfoWars be here? That we have an archive that goes all the way back to the mid-2000s explaining what the purpose of the transgenderism phenomenon was and how utterly fraudulent it was? These people want to act like we're all just learning this together. What this really represents is a staggering admission of malfeasance. These people, because they want to act like, wow, okay, we're a little bit wrong. They didn't just make recommendations. They made demands. They threatened to take children away from their parents for not going along with this. I don't even know if it's possible to calculate the amount of damage these people did with these lies. And you really have to ask yourself, how did they get away with it for so long? How is it that the American Pediatric Institute and the American Heart Institute and every single American pediatrician group went along with this ridiculous, outrageous, self-evidently false lie? How did they do that? How did they achieve that? And to what end? And to what purpose? Because these people weren't fooled. They didn't think what they were doing was right and good. Are you kidding me? Oh, there's a 7-year-old with mental health problems. I know, but this was a good idea. These people are evil monsters that thought it was fun to trick you into doing it yourself. So this admission is not going to fly. You're not the one telling us this. We've known this. We've been telling you this for 10 years and more at this point. And you have silenced us and pushed this with everything you've got. You are responsible for the mutilation and destruction of God only knows how many innocent children. We're not just going to forgive and forget. We need to find the people that did this and that pushed this lie and punish them. We need to find the people that used whatever institutional authority they had to trick everybody else into going along with this. I don't understand how we ever got to this point. Genuinely, at no point in the entire process did anybody from the American Civil Liberties Union or GLAAD or the American Pediatric Association, nobody with experience with children, medical experience, nobody had the balls to just say, this is ridiculous, we're not doing it. Nobody. Everybody was cowed about, oh, loving everybody, and everybody needs to be, you know, celebrated for who they really are. Meanwhile, they're just like, yes, I love injecting little boys with estrogen and making them grow breasts. It's like, you absolute psychotic freaks. Deserve to live your lives long and prosperous. At a 2023 Congressional Subcommittee hearing on pediatric gender medicine, the ranking Democrat, Representative Mary Gay Scanlon of Pennsylvania, declared that, quote, gender-affirming care is safe and effective and, quote, supported by every major medical association, groups that collectively count more than 1.3 million doctors as members. It's not up for debate, she said. In line with this, Joe Biden's administration lobbied to remove age minimums from the industry's standards of care. Now, it doesn't matter if you are pretending like you thought that was a good idea at the time. When are we going to bring these people up on charges? When are we going to charge the doctors that did this with a capital crime and carry out the punishment? When are we going to get to that point? This admission, it's not good enough. I'm telling you. There's I don't know if there's ever been something so just utterly fallacious and yet somehow wormed its way into our institutions. And they think they can just go, oh, yeah, never mind. Never mind. No, we just obliterated the self-confidence of a generation of children. We just indoctrinated millions of children into this psychopathy and then put them on a medical track to be patients for life of the pharmaceutical industry, never being able to experience sexual satisfaction, never being able to have children, literally ruining the lives of countless children because of their ridiculous and insane lies. And now they expect to just say sorry? You can say sorry as your last words before your head goes through the loop, as far as I'm concerned. Do we not understand what this means, what this was about, what they did, and how The Atlantic in particular, the article, the magazine that wrote this, was one of the main players in justifying this and demonizing anybody speaking out against it? Like, how many... I don't know. It really is... It's not... It's not a question of, like, do these people think that they're doing the right thing? Every single thing they do has nothing but negative consequences. What are we talking about? Every single time, the exact same thing happens over and over and over. These monumental retards come out with something flagrantly at odds with the most basic human observation of reality. And everybody goes along with it. Inexplicably, everybody just adopts it. It's crazy. And every time, for some reason, people like me and Alex Jones and InfoWarriors are the only ones going, what the hell are you talking about? It's self-evidently retarded. There doesn't even need to be a discussion. And I'm not just talking about transgenderism, even though that is maybe the superlative example. COVID-19, shutting down schools, wearing masks, injecting yourself with the poison. Every time, it's the same damn process. We're going through it right now with Iran. Right now. Inexplicably. They're saying war with Iran is a good thing. They're not even making an argument. They're not even trying to convince us. And we're just sitting here going, this is stupid. This is bad. We shouldn't do this. They're going to do it. It's going to be a catastrophe. And they're going to come back a decade later and say, well, we never knew. They did it with COVID. They did it with mass immigration. They did it with transgenderism. They did it with the Iraq war and the Afghanistan war. Like, what do we have to do? How many times do we have to be right before just some amount of people in some position of power learns to just think for themselves? It really is just beyond description. It just keeps happening over and 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 over. Yeah, Hillary Clinton blasts mass deportation. Says, you know, boasts the Democrats have done more deportations than Trump at a Munich security conference. Oh, wow, really? Wait a second. You're telling me it wasn't a good idea to bring in a million cavemen and then put them on welfare for the next four generations while lowering our academic standards to the level that they can compete at? That wasn't a good idea? What? How come nobody told us? Honestly, it's just like, what the hell, y'all? What do we have to do? How many times do we have to be proven right? Because in some cases, you can't turn these things around. I mean, you can't repair the children that you've broken. You can't fix the permanent injuries you've done to people that believed your lies. That, you know, can't be undone. You can't give children back a year of their lives or 2 years of their lives that you stole from them during COVID. That's gone forever. There's no going back from that. Then look into things like climate change. Climate change, just ubiquitous. Everywhere it's applied, there's nothing but negative consequences, and they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. Now, you cannot take back sulfuric acid that you spray into the air to block out the sun. You can't take that back. The things they're doing now, you can't take back. So we have to stop them. So, like, and they're never going to admit that they're wrong. and we don't have to argue with them. Like, that's what I'm sick of, is like having to argue with people that are so self-evidently wrong and proven wrong over and over and over again. Like, where are any Western authorities anywhere? Honestly. We'll get to the some breaking Epstein stories here, but I think this is important. Let's go to clip number four here. Benjamin Netanyahu announces that Israel and the United States have signed a major artificial intelligence cooperation agreement, which is bad. This is not a good thing. This is a bad thing. We showed a experiment on the War Room on Thursday. People done studies. AIs that are being programmed to determine whether or not you get a loan from a bank are secretly being programmed to not give loans to Christians. And they did an experiment where they put in two applications that were identical, exactly the same, letter for letter, except one said that the person is Christian, the other said the person is Hindu. The AI, without explaining its reasoning, right, you just put in, you go, here's the application, do we give them the loan? They come out, don't give the loan to the Christian, give the loan to the Hindu. No to the Christian, yes to the Hindu. The difference? Just that. Just the Hindu or the Christian. Just their religion. That was the only thing that changed. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand that, like, they're rolling this stuff out and the people using the AI are not the ones programming the AI and have no idea what sort of clandestine manipulation is being done internally for the AI? So you're going to go to a bank, you're going to put your application forward, the bank, the teller, whoever it is going to enter it into the machine. The machine is going to be biased against you, reject your loan, but not tell you why. It's just going to say no. So that bank employee is going to take your application, feed it to the machine, go, sorry, you've been rejected. They have no idea why. They can't justify it. It's the machine. It's a calculator. It just, you know, comes out with the answer. But you don't know that internally in the AI, they are literally being programmed to be biased against you. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand this is being rolled out at scale? That there's not going to be a bank that doesn't employ an AI to run through applications? And there's not an AI company that is not infested with these psychotics that are using their position as programmers of the AI to embed their own biases in an effort to destroy Western civilization? And now we're signing an agreement with Israel, who is the number one practicer of this manipulation? Let's go to the video, clip number four, Benjamin Netanyahu announcing this amazing cooperation with the beautiful, lovely country of Israel. Let's watch.
Because Israel is a powerful engine. It's a juggernaut, an innovation and technology that is changing the world. About 10 years ago, I said that Israel will be among the top three superpowers in the world. I was wrong. Well, I was right, but it's number two. Israel, tiny Israel, 10 million people, receives more foreign investments in cyber tech than any other country in the world except the United States. I'm talking about absolute numbers. That's what we did in 10 years. Guess what? We're going to do exactly the same thing in AI. We just signed a major agreement with the United States on AI cooperation. We're going to do the same thing in quantum. This is our advantage, and we pursue it with a vengeance. Israel is a very strong country coming out of the war. Coming out of the war, strong economically, strong militarily, strong technologically, and we intend to be a lot stronger. Now, why am I telling you this? Because I believe, oh, and by the way, the United States just issued a Security Council memorandum, and it described its vision of regional alliances and anchor countries, and it called Israel, you know, the model ally. The model ally.
Yeah, it's because a bunch of Israelis run America. Duh. Like, we love Israel. And they're all wearing Israeli flags. They all plan to flee there when America collapses. Once they collapse it on purpose. Benjamin Netanyahu has declared war on us. In no uncertain terms. If you've seen the Eighth Front War, you've seen it. But he does it over and over and over again. Benjamin Netanyahu is declaring war on America and celebrating how they are now going to be indelibly tied into our cybersecurity and our AI that we're the best at. And like, we can go over the fact that like basically every big tech company in America has been thoroughly infiltrated from the very beginning by Israeli intelligence. Like, they've had this operation operating for a very long time. How do you think AI is going to, you think it's going to be a truth machine? Do you think it's going to be unbiased, or do you think it's going to be embedded with the most heinous and despicable lies the world has ever heard? And this has been going on for a long time. This is not anything new. They're announcing this like it's some big, you know, major agreement. When I started looking into Tom Alexandrovich last year, when he was arrested as a pedophile in America and then let go by a Jewish judge so he could flee back to Israel, and it kept saying he's a cybersecurity expert, and it said he is the head of this program called the Cyberdome. And it's Israel going around to other countries and saying, you know, we're really good at cyber defense. Why don't we do your cyber defense for you? And so now Germany and America and all the Five Eyes countries, New Zealand, Australia, UK, Canada, America, we have all signed on to the Cyberdome initiative, which means that our cybersecurity is run by the genocidal psychopaths in Israel. Why? Because we're falling for it, I guess. Because we're all idiots? I don't know. Because the people in charge of our country are either Israelis or complete, utter moron slaves of the Israelis. That's the only reason I could possibly imagine why America would want to outsource our cybersecurity to our enemies in Israel. Germany plans, quote, cyber dome to counter digital threats. Germany plans to develop a cyber dome to counter digital threats more effectively, Interior Minister Alexandra Dobrindt said on Tuesday. Speaking at a news conference in Berlin, and this is from last year, so this isn't new, but Dobrindt said that the cyber dome will be a partially automated system that detects, analyzes, and responds to cybersecurity, cyber attacks. Digital security is central to our national sovereignty, the minister said. The cyber dome will provide strong protections against cyber attacks. Literally handing your cybersecurity over to Israel so they can steal all of your intellectual property, steal all of your technology, and silence anti-Semites or anybody that go against their plans for global domination. That's what that means. Speaking of the same news conference, Claudia Plattner, president of the National Cybersecurity Authority, said that despite progress in cybersecurity, German government institutions, businesses, and infrastructure remain targets of both criminal groups and state actors. So they're going to have to bring in experts / pedophiles from Israel to take care of it for them. U.S., Israeli cyber forces build partnership interoperability during Cyberdome 7. So they've been running this program called Cyberdome, where we invite Israelis to join forces. At Georgia Cyber Center in the banks of Savannah River here, Israeli and U.S. military cyber units train together on defeating threats in the information dimension. Of course, the threats against us are not the same as the threats against them. And often the threats against them are us, Americans, speaking out against them. I'm not even like exaggerating or anything. Let's go to clip number 17. Netanyahu is declaring war against the West, and he's trying to lead all of the non-white people in a crusade to destroy white people. He's literally saying it. Let's go to the video.
I say to you, in front of these vilifications, do not cower. Do not bend. Do not bow your head. Fight back. Because people respect those who respect themselves. And the minorities that fought back, whether it's the blacks or the gays or women, they fought back. And what we have to do as Jews, both here in Israel and in the various Jewish communities around the world, beginning with the United States, is to fight back. Silence will not help. Looking askance will not help. Fight back. That's what I tell you. That's what I tell young Jewish students that I meet. I'm very proud of them when I meet them.
Now you got to fight back. Yeah. So am I taking this out of context? Sounds to me like Benjamin Netanyahu just instructed all of the Jewish people in America to fight America. Am I the crazy one here? And he's going to be in charge of our cybersecurity, and we're going to war with Iran on his behalf and under his instruction and by his demand. You think I'm lying again? I mean, he keeps saying this stuff out in the open. So I don't know if I'm the only one hearing it. Clip number 13 here, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's the one that provided the negotiation for America and Iran. Let's watch.
But I said that if a deal is to be reached, it should have several components. Several components that we believe are important not only for the security of Israel, but for the security of the world. The United States, the region, the world. The first is that all enriched material has to leave Iran. The second is that there shall be no enrichment capability. Not stopping the enrichment process, but dismantle the equipment.
All right, whatever. I'm done listening to this dumbass. Israel stole nuclear weapons from us and have had them secretly for like 60 years. They should be wiped off the earth. They're in violation of every law they claim to uphold. They're the biggest liars the world has ever seen. They've been carrying out a genocide in the open view of the world the last 2 years. And now they're announcing that they instructed us what negotiation tactics to use with Iran, knowing that they were impossible to meet because they want to get America to fight their war for them. My question is, once we fight Iran for them, what need do they have of us? And now Benjamin Netanyahu is telling all of the Jewish Americans to fight America, to fight back against America. Would he tell the Chinese the same thing, I wonder? Would he give the same speech to China that he gives to America, only about America instead of Iran? If we defeat Iran for him, will he use China to defeat America for him? I don't think these questions are unreasonable. I think they're actually very pertinent because they keep talking about how they're at war with us while simultaneously taking over our critical infrastructure with the help of traitors in the U.S. Congress. Bills on U.S.-Israel defense cooperation introduced in both houses of Congress by the traitors that claim to represent us. Stay tuned, folks. Saturday Night Live, Sunday Night Live in 1 minute.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule, it should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. And it's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.